Hey guys, it's Elizabeth. Now, I know I said that this song was taking a break, but I talked to Janelle Monáe backstage at the Austin City Limits Music Festival this weekend, and I wanted to share this quick interview with you. In case you don't know, Janelle Monáe is a singer and a songwriter and an actor and like a force of nature whose latest record, Dirty Computer, has been blowing my mind. It's a funky, sexy, tender, danceable answer to the times we live in. She played at the Austin City Limits Music Festival on Sunday and put on an incredible show. And then I got to see her taping for the Austin City Limits TV show last night, Monday night. And it was even more incredible than the show I'd seen on Sunday. So like right now, I am riding a Janelle Monáe wave for real. I got to talk to her backstage at ACL Festival, and true to form, she was rad. So here is the interview. I'm here backstage at ACL Fest with Janelle Monáe. Hey, Janelle, thanks so much for coming by the KTX tent.
Hi, what's up? Happy to be here.
Oh my gosh, and I'm so happy that you're here. I actually caught your set earlier, and I don't think that I've ever felt more empowered or like celebrated as a woman than I did when I was watching your show.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. But I did notice, however, that we're in the Texas heat. It was kind of hot today, and you did that entire show either in like long pants and a long sleeve shirt, or maybe sometimes with a jacket over it and a hat. Are you doing okay?
I'm gonna tell you, Texas heat, y'all need to calm down. It was too damn hot today. But I was in four layers of clothing. I thought, okay, October, Texas, it's, you know, we're just going to have a little fall weather. Texas was like, you know what, you're going to get this sun, girl. And we worked through it, and, you know, it was always amazing when you have an incredible crowd. The crowd today was just remarkable. They were amazing.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of them felt what you were putting out there, despite the fact that you were obviously, like, sweltering
from
the heat. You didn't let it stop you from really, like, putting out so much love and positivity.
We used the sun to re-energize ourselves and to just reflect all the light that you are.
Oh.
You're such a light.
Well,
a beautiful spirit.
Thank you very much. Well, I have to say, your record Dirty Computer, I mean, I listened to it and I get the same feeling listening to it. I was so excited to see you play, but I wasn't quite prepared for how cathartic seeing you play would be and how much I needed what you were giving to the crowd. And it seems like everything that you're doing right now is about like responding to this moment that we're in right now in a very specific way. And I wondered if you could just talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. When I was working on this album, community was at the forefront. And because I am a part of this community, civilization, which means we have to literally take care of each other to survive. That was at the forefront. And whenever we turn on the news and the media, you know, I don't have to remind you of all the divisive tactics that are pushed our way. And those in the position of power are abusing their power. And it feels like this country is working for some of us and not all of us. And that was an inspiration for this album. It was like, okay, I don't want to use hate to fuel what it is that I'm doing. I want to use love, and I want to love and celebrate the people who need it most. And I felt like my people in the LGBTQIA community needed it most. Disabled people needed it most. Poor folks needed it most. Women needed it most. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Black folks needed it most. Immigrants needed it most. And it was just important to just celebrate them and to create a community when they come out to live performances where they felt like this is for me, despite what the rest of the world is saying about me, despite what those in the position of power are saying about me. Here in this place, I matter. I feel seen. I feel loved. And that's really what it's about. It's about taking care of each other and exemplifying that whenever I can.
Well, I totally felt all of that. So thank you so much. And you're actually going to be in town for tomorrow. You're going to be filming your Austin City Limits.
Yep. I think filming. So. I'm excited about that.
And then you'll be coming back next week. Maybe it'll be a little cooler and showing that.
Prayerfully so.
Well, we really appreciate it. I'm going to try to make it to as much Janelle Monáe as I can while you're in Austin.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And just I'm encouraging everybody to register and vote. register November 6th. Make sure you vote. You know, it's important. These local elections are important. Things are happening because people show up and they vote for these people. So vote, and vote for those who have your best interests at heart, or at least closer. They may not be perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's just the reality of it. But vote for those people who at least are closer to the things and the values that you have than are not close to that. So thank you, guys. I love you. I'll be back.
Thank you so much. And October 9th, this Tuesday, is the last day to register to vote in order to be eligible to vote on November 6th. So
absolutely.
Thank
you said it first.
Right on.
Peace.
Janelle Monáe, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Now see why I wanted to share this with you? Yeah. Now, we did take a video of this interview, and it looks great. And if you want to see it, you can find it at the KUTX Facebook page. KUTX is the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast. And yeah, it's true. Today is the last day in Texas to register to vote if you want to vote on November 6th. It's also the last day to register to vote in Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, New Mexico, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Hawaii, Illinois, Montana, Louisiana, Nevada, and Utah. I think I got them all. And if you've moved, like in Texas at least, you may need to re-register. You can check your voter registration status and find out how to register to vote at votetexas.gov. That's votetexas.gov. Early voting in Texas starts October 22nd, and Election Day is November 6th. And here at KUTX, we have voting resources. Like, we've made a webpage called kutx.org/vote, and it will have information about voting in Texas. And we'll also be posting local election coverage from our sister station, KUT, there as well. Okay. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.